We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Senior vice president for the Cleveland Indians. Four plus decades. Been around a long time, seen a lot of stuff, but still sporting that glowing tan of his. You know him as Bobby D. Bob DiBiasio, senior VP on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bobby D, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully, Chico. Always a treat to chat with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, there, I have it on good authority here that you are still the envy of your neighborhood in Solon with the greenest, luscious lawn, and folks are, I mean, they're asking me, they're asking, how does Bobby D do it? And you know who that mouthpiece is, but they just keep saying, Bobby D, if we can just get our lawn to look like his. So how do you do it, man?
Well, I'll tell you, the secret is you get a little bored, and you plug in the earbuds, and you either listen to sports talk radio, or I get on Sirius and listen to classic vinyl, or listen to a Tribe game, or a Buckeye game, or whatever, and you just, I double cut. I know I'm crazy doing it, but I like the crisscross. I like my front yard to look like the infield at Progressive Field. Doesn't quite get there, but it's nice to be out, especially in COVID all last summer. Yeah. It was something to do. It was outdoors, and I could listen to a variety of things on the earbuds. So,
well,
I know exactly who you're talking about, too, though.
obviously doing it very, very well. And, boy, you mentioned it, Bobby, the pandemic, and it's been tough on everybody, but we're finally starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel and coming together with this whole thing. And you guys had some great news earlier today as full capacity coming early June. Why don't you tell us about it, bud?
Well, one of the news releases that we just were so anxious to write, it was 100% capacity back at Progressive Field, entertain our fans like we do and treat them to something extremely special coming out of the pandemic, getting to the ballpark again with masks optional, just being together in a sense of community, rallying around the Tribe in that way, and our promo calendar, which actually gets rolling this weekend on Friday night. We actually have Sugardale Dollar Dogs and fireworks. Nice. And $2 discounts on beers in the district. So there's a sense of normalcy there that our promo calendar is in the flow. But to truly open it up to everybody, it's something that we've all been, clamoring to hear for, and certainly internally, something we've been really looking forward to so that we can help welcome people back to, again, a little touch of normalcy in our lives here in Northeast Ohio.
And Bobby, tickets go on sale here. Is that next week for the remainder?
May 26th.
Okay.
Well, at 10 a.m., indians.com/tickets is when the remainder of the season, we had to go month to month, just not knowing what the percentage of capacity was going to be. And I can tell you, our ticket office, the people that have to maneuver the manifest with pods of 2 and 4 and 6 and 10 and all the gyrations that are involved in that whole crazy process. They can't wait for the front office. We're all going to be out with the heavy-duty scissors cutting the zip ties that have been wrapped around our seats and doing it with a smile. I can tell you it was not a lot of fun putting the zip ties on the seats, but taking a heavy-duty scissors to them will be a fun project for all of us. So can't wait to do that. Get ready for that June 2nd day game against the White Sox. It's amazing we play them again. We got a three-game homestand against them when it starts on Memorial Day and then June 1 and 2. And although actually four game because Memorial Day, right? We got a doubleheader.
That's right.
Against the White Sox, who are right above us.
Yep.
As we look at the quarter poll, we're doing well. You know, we've had a hiccup here of late. Got to get Zach going for us on the mound tonight to shut out the Angels so we can get our offense going and get him back into the win column.
Bob DiBiasio joining us on the hotline. Yeah, Bobby, we had Matt Underwood on the show earlier, and I said basically, you know, as you mentioned, this has been a little rough patch here with the four-game losing streak. But I think if you would have said to me, you, fans out there listening, okay, on May 18th, the Indians are going to be 21-18, 3.5 games back of first place, I would think, yeah, okay, and they're doing kind of what we expected. Is that a fair assessment at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. With the youngest team in the league, you knew you were going to have hiccups. You know, as you've heard Chris Antonetti and Tito say it often, that the growth chart of a professional athlete, no matter what sport, doesn't go straight up for very many. You know, there's peaks and valleys in that growth chart for 90% of the athletes, and especially when you're young, it's not as easy going up against this kind of pitching every night. And as a young pitcher going up against some of these hitters. So, we expected our rotation to be steady. We knew we would have inconsistency along the offense. Honestly, between you and me, I think we probably thought we were going to be a little bit better defensively than what we've shown. We have gotten better of late. And then we all were wondering, you could tell when Tito in spring training was saying that our bullpen, and he was using the word sneaky good, You knew he was getting excited about the arms in our bullpen, and that has just been absolutely elite. So when we were winning, we scored late. We had an elite bullpen and a Hall of Fame manager, and you put those three together and a pretty darn good coaching staff. That has been our recipe for victory.
So, Bobby, as an organization, you guys have, through the years, and I'm not just saying, you know, last two, 3 years, this has kind of been your philosophy for a while now. As far as bringing guys up, because, you know, the fans are going to clamor for certain guys, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, you guys have been very deliberate about, hey, we want to make sure he's ready. Some guys have to shuttle back and forth. We want to avoid that as much as we can, but it is the reality. That said, how do you weigh this right now? How does Tito and Chris and Mike weigh all this in terms of wanting some reinforcement, but you also don't want to rush anybody out of panic and then have to send them right back down again because they're not doing what you anticipated or they anticipated?
I would tell you, Chico, that this year is 100 times harder than ever before.
Yeah.
When those guys have that conversation, is a guy ready? When in most of them didn't compete last year because the minor leagues were not playing. And now they're just getting back into the flow of playing every day at a high competitive level. Getting their legs under them, getting the rhythm of their stroke in the batter's box, just playing baseball again at that competitive level every day. They just started. They've only been going for less than 3 weeks. So I think you have to let a few people settle in and before you start calling them up. But I do think because we have some terrific talent in our minor leagues that once our guys believe they get to a certain position where they have that rhythm and they have the ability to just get some confidence under them that, you know, my body is reacting to playing every day again when I didn't do it for a whole year. Then I think you're going to start seeing some roster moves as we try to put the pieces of the puzzle together to keep us, you know, on the heels of the White Sox and try to win this division again.
A few more minutes with Bob DiBiasio, Senior Vice President with the Cleveland Indians, and the Tribe back in action tonight, taking on the Angels. Game three of that four-game series, looking to snap the four-game skid. Zach Plesac against Andrew Haney. Bobby, as you look around baseball right now, and I know it's been a hot topic because you got certain rule changes that you're messing with and seeing if we can change this to better the game. I mean, you've been around the game your entire life, basically, a long time. You've seen eras where the 90s, where your balls are going everywhere, and now. And what is your takeaway on kind of the all-or-nothing type approach right now that seems to be a priority or at least dominant in Major League Baseball?
Well, you know, being a guy that, you know, was taught – from the moment I could hold a bat in my hand, you choke up with two strikes and you just put the barrel of the bat on the ball and try to move it somewhere so you could get on base. I'm not a huge, huge fan of the all or nothing, especially when it has turned to such a point where there's, you know, last 4 or 5 years, more strikeouts than hits in our game. What I love about our game is the experimental approach that's happening in the minor leagues this year, that at AAA, there's the 13-inch base is now a 15-inch base, that the AA, there has to be four infielders with their cleats on the dirt, and maybe after the All-Star game in AA, they may actually have two on one side of second base and two on the other. Right now, you can have three infielders to the right side of second base, but they all have to be having their cleats on the dirt. Class A baseball is using an automatic strike zone. All the things that you've heard people talk about, but we're actually putting it in play because the players, these professional players and our affiliates are going to be the ones telling us what they think about these changes, because as they move up the ladder, they may play with these changes as big leaguers. So it's to me, it's pretty interesting that we're looking at our sport, but we're actually taking action and experimenting at the professional level, at the minor leagues, to see what may work and what may not work. And so we play the game the way it's built today. Who knows 3-4 years from now if it's going to look the same as we see today. One thing I do have to share if we have another 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've Googled the Savannah Bananas. That's not going to be the new name of the Indians, just to be sure.
I'm going to do it right now as we speak. I'm Googling it right now.
The Savannah Bananas are not affiliated with any Major League Baseball team, Chico. They are an independent club, so they can change the rules of baseball any way they want. They are doing a couple things that are just bizarre. The first thing they're doing is if a fan catches a foul ball, the batter's out. Think about that. That's just crazy stuff. Now, if a batter walks, he automatically is going to be sprinting to first base instead of walking, because for their games, the catcher has to throw the ball and all other seven guys, not the pitcher, but all other seven guys on the field have to touch the ball, as the guy who walked is probably trying to scream around the bases to get a double or maybe even a triple. Who knows? But just But we're not doing that in the big league.
Is this the baseball version? Is this the baseball version of the Harlem Globetrotters?
It just might be. But I just found that so entertaining. I do have to get back to big leagues. I thought I would hate the man on second base after nine innings, but I've come to really enjoy it. That, okay, yeah, you play a hard nine innings, and then you have strategy changes, you have different elements in play as the extra innings begin, and I don't know how many people truly love 13, 14, 18 inning baseball games. So that was one thing, again, an old timer in the sense that I didn't think I would like. It's more travel baseball kind of thing, but I ended up liking that one.
World famous baseball circus. That's what they're called. The Savannah. That's their liner right under their club.
Yeah,
world
and the guy that owns them, they're the Bananas, of course. Wears a yellow suit everywhere he goes.
This is Stepien. This is crazy.
That's the beauty of that baseball, where you could do whatever you want for it. But lastly, we just touch on Shohei Ohtani. How much are you enjoying? What a remarkable month and a half that we have witnessed. Nothing like this in 100 years of baseball.
Yep. Just said that to Matt earlier, and you're perfect for this as well. I mean, you've been around the game a while. We've never seen – I mean, okay, Babe Ruth hitting right. And pitching. But, I mean, seriously, like at this level, and I don't know if he can do it all year. That's the big debate, and I doubt it. But, I mean, to be able to do it at a high level, plus he's one of the best base runners around, it's amazing what his skill set is.
You just marvel. I just love those sorts of things, being obviously a big baseball historian and a nut for these kinds of things in our game. But to think that somebody's doing something that no one else has done for 100 years, and that crazy person was Babe Ruth. Just as I watch our athletes work as hard as they do at their craft, either the pitcher or hitting, this guy's doing both. He's doing extra work, and he's big. That's the other thing. You know, when you really look at it, you think, okay, if the guy was 6 feet and just a terrific athlete, but he's a big man, so there are a lot of moving parts with that athlete that just you marvel at what he's doing and hopefully will continue to do, hopefully not the next two nights. We get to see him pitch on Wednesday. I've been amazed at just the pure athleticism of Shohei Ohtani.
Bobby, love catching up with you as always. We got to get together here sometime soon, hopefully at the ballpark where things are opening back up for you guys. Always a pleasure, buddy. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chico. See everybody at Progressive Field. We're going to start having some fun this summer. Take care, buddy. Go Drive.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bobby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.